With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Great Falls police officers searching for a suspect in an earlier incident fatally shot the man when he brandished a weapon. The shooting happened this morning on the east side of the city. Police Chief David Bowen said numerous officers were involved with the case. Officials have not released the man's name or any information about why officers were looking for him. The Great Falls Tribune reports that this is the third officer-involved shooting in the city this year. Montana's chief political watchdog says the state's Democratic Party failed to properly report some of its spending in the 2016 general election. Commissioner of Political Practices Jeff Mangan says the Dems failed to identify the issues and candidates that benefited from the party spending about $375,000. Mangan also found that Democrats failed to include Supreme Court candidate Dirk Sandifer on a list of candidates it was supporting. Mangan says he referred the case to Lewis and Clark County Attorney for potential prosecution, but that such cases are usually settled with a civil fine. Jake Eaton of Billings, a former executive director of the Montana Republican Party, filed the complaint in July. A captured fugitive accused of dozens of federal firearms violations in Montana is scheduled to appear in court in Missoula tomorrow. Authorities allege 37-year-old Eric Daniel Doyle concocted an elaborate scheme to use the internet to sell handguns to customers in Australia, Norway, Denmark, and Sweden, all countries with restrictive gun laws. The weapons were shipped through the U.S. Postal Service. Doyle has pleaded not guilty to 44 gun violations. The final deadline for getting a health care plan under the Affordable Care Act is now just days away. So far, the number of Montanans who've signed up for insurance plans on healthcare.gov is 2,000 people ahead of this time last year. Edward O'Brien reports.
This Friday, December 15th, is the last day Montanans can sign up for coverage. The latest figures provided by the federal government show over 18,400 Montanans have enrolled as of December 2nd. The Montana Primary Care Association's Olivia Riuta says she's not surprised.
We're optimistic that we're a little ahead right now, that folks understand that the open enrollment deadline is sooner than it has been in the past.
As directed by the Trump administration, this year's enrollment period is a full 6 weeks shorter than previous years. Star Taylor is an enrollment assister at the Missouri River Medical Center in Fort Benton. That means she helps people figure out which plans are a good fit. Taylor says she's met many people who are hesitant to even shop around for insurance plans.
They don't know what's going to happen with the current administration. I've been able to tell them there really isn't going to be any changes with the ACA immediately. I'm recommending that they go ahead and get their insurance for 2018.
Anyone opting out of insurance coverage could be subject to a tax penalty amounting to up to 2.5% of their total household income. 85% of Montanans, meanwhile, qualify for financial assistance to help make monthly premiums more affordable. The sheer number of last-minute enrollments can slow the enrollment website to a crawl. Olivia Riuta urges perseverance and patience under those circumstances.
By the time you go to bed on Friday night, make sure that you have enrolled in coverage, and if the system's not working, that you have done everything and put your information in so that you get in line.
Those interested in enrolling in an ACA plan can start shopping at healthcare.gov and covermt.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's largest public pension funds today reported greater than expected returns on investments this year. But moving forward, one of them isn't expecting such high returns to continue. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Both the public employees retirement system and the teachers retirement system saw investment returns slightly higher than the 7.75% their investment managers expected. However, at a legislative finance committee hearing Monday, PERS Director Dory Schwinden told lawmakers that that retirement fund went slightly backwards in terms of having enough money to cover the costs of all anticipated retirements. Funding ratio went from being able to cover around 76% of those retirement costs down to 72%. Schwinden says the state appears farther behind because managers at the state's largest pension fund predict less wage growth and a tick lower return on investments in the coming years.
The 2017 decrease in funded ratio is the direct result of adopting more conservative economic assumptions.
PERS investment managers predict that fund to have enough cash in the bank to cover the costs of expected retirees in 30 years. The fund's yearly investment returns has fallen below S&P market returns since 1995, but with less severe ups and downs, according to a report from the Montana State Board of Investments. The Teachers Retirement Fund, meanwhile, reports that that system is closer to getting fully funded. It can now cover over 70% of expected retirement costs, and managers say it should be fully funded in 22 years. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Olga Kramer with Montana News. Tags sold out quickly today for a special deer hunt to learn how far chronic wasting disease has spread in Montana. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
Greg Lemon with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says the tags went fast Monday morning.
We had 600 licenses available for whitetail and 600 for mule deer. And all 1,200 total sold out just a little after 8 o'clock.
The hunt, which begins this Friday and lasts until February 15th, follows the first finding of chronic wasting disease, or CWD, among wild deer in Montana this fall. Lemon says every animal killed during the special hunt must be sampled for the disease within 72 hours. Results can be expected 2 weeks later.
So whether that's liberalizing seasons and tags or redoing season structures in certain hunting districts, that'll all be something that the public has ample opportunity to comment on.
Hunters who shoot CWD-positive deer during the special hunt will be given a replacement tag to take another deer, but only during that hunt. Whole carcasses, heads, and spinal columns won't be allowed outside the designated area in order to prevent the disease's spread. Lemon says the hunt will help them figure out how many deer are infected with CWD, and that will help the state prepare a long-term management strategy, aided with ample public input.
So whether that's liberalizing seasons and tags or redoing season structures in certain hunting districts, that'll all be something that the public has ample opportunity to comment on.
The hunt zone spans more than 1,200 square miles south of Laurel, where this fall FWP officials found 6 cases of chronic wasting disease. Another CWD-infected deer was found in the northern part of the state, but Lemon says there are currently no plans for a hunt there. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.
For more Montana news and updates, visit our website at mtpr.org, follow us on Instagram, or find us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. I'm Olga Kramer, Montana Public Radio.